Welcome back to this portion of the extended news at noon with WISR 680 AM. Of course, there are a lot of concerns that are around right now with the current health situation. A lot of topics to talk about. Today, we're going to be talking through a faith-based lens. Father Kevin Fazio is with us with the great grouping of Catholic churches here in Butler. And welcome to the program. Thank you for your time, Father Kevin. It's interesting times, and you've been doing what you do for a while, but would you say this is the first of its kind that you've seen as well?
Oh, absolutely. I've been a priest for 7 years now. I did my first 2.5 years as a priest was here in Butler from 2012 till February of 2015, but I was an assistant priest, so not the final decision maker. And you can always pass the buck to the pastor at the time. And then I was reassigned to St. Alphonsus Parish in Wexford, and then I came back up here in Butler as pastor of our 5 Catholic area parishes, our 3 in the city and 2 in the suburbs. When was it? October of 18 already?
Yeah, I know.
And, it's been totally, and then of course, so that change in and of itself is huge. And then what was going on in the diocese with all the restructuring of all of our parishes, but now certainly with this is unprecedented. So absolutely. So
tell us what you're doing. I know we've done news stories on what your directions have been, but can you just remind us of what you're doing? I know you're not holding services where people will come in, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but when you're talking baptisms and funerals and births and all everything that's involved in what you do, how are you handling that?
Well, first, we're posting all of the updates on our website, which is butlerareacatholicparishes.org. So we're updating that weekly, certainly a few times within each week. At least that's how it's been within the last 2 weeks. And updating on what the protocols are coming from the diocese, coming from Bishop Zubik as far as gatherings, the number of people that were allowed to gather in a church for funerals, for baptisms, for those types of things. And no, but really, I got to say, everyone has been awesome so far. Everyone amongst my staff, amongst all 5 parishes, amidst difficult news, amidst cutting back on work hours, have been unbelievable. And it just goes to show how great the Butler community is. I couldn't be more proud than to be a part of the Butler community right now.
So talk a little bit about how important community is. And a lot of us, if we're Catholic or not Catholic, those who go to their churches go in part for community. I know we celebrate God and honor God and their services to do that. But we also like to talk with one another. You know, we like to go and fellowship with one another. And right now that can't happen. So what would you say to somebody who may be having a bit of a difficult time with that because they're so used to going to church and volunteering and being a part of this?
Yeah, that's probably the most difficult thing that we're going through socially right now, and which is not exclusive to just the social aspect of life. Everything is intertwined, so that includes our social life, our emotional life, our psychological life, our physical life, our spiritual life. And certainly, I know what we're doing is doing our best to reach out to folks via phone calls, meaning in our pastoral care and ministry of the church. Sue Cadwallader, who's our director of that, has got a host of volunteers that are continuing to make phone calls out to all of our homebound parishioners, to all of our parishioners who are residents of nursing homes. They're writing them letters. They're sending them cards, calling them up and praying with them, asking them to pray for us. So we're doing our best to continue to reach out via any social means that we can, phones, emails. We're very blessed and fortunate to broadcast the Mass on Armstrong. Armstrong Cable has been fantastic again every day of the week, Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m., Sundays at 10 a.m., so we still are able to come live with our Masses, which the Mass for Catholics is the primary celebration of our faith and way to express our faith, and then we believe everything that we do flows from the celebration of the Mass from there. You know, we're also looking into live streaming the Masses. Our youth minister, which is also one of our priests, Father Dan, has been reaching out via technology, via Facebook, and other type of live streaming to minister virtually to our youth group and our young adult group. So we're doing our best to keep everybody posted on what we're doing and how we're doing it.
Do you have any thoughts that you can share on that? Of course, you just said Father Dan, so you seem like you're not in the position where you're working with the technology, and Armstrong has been a great partner, so they can just jump in. They already know what they're doing. But I asked this question because I've known a lot of other pastors. I'm looking online. I'm seeing Facebook, and you can see a lot of individuals, it seems like for the very first time, they're trying to have to utilize this technology, which they either didn't really care to use or they just didn't use. It wasn't in their lane of travel, if you will. And now we're all kind of forced upon, not forced, but it seems to be the means to be able to connect with people. And technology is hard to understand. Have the people, or Father Dan, is he really technologically savvy, or has he had to learn this too?
No, he's a millennial, so he's technologically
savvy. Oh, he's teaching you, I'm sure,
savvy.
Right?
So we're lucky and fortunate that he is. He worked for a few years in that world before entering the seminary and being ordained a priest just a few years ago. So he's very beneficial. We have other people on staff that are very helpful. You know, it's really interesting, Tracy. One of the things that I'm finding out about this is the way that people do use media, as you just alluded to. You know, some folks are saying, we watch the Mass on TV, it's fantastic. Other folks are saying, we don't get Armstrong cable. So what can we do to stay connected via internet means?
Right.
Via radio, via whatever it might be. And it's interesting to see that surfacing. And one of the things that came to my mind was, you know, when the last number of years, really since social media has exploded, there have been an awful lot of critics. We just see a lot of bad stuff on the internet. We see a lot of folks that take liberties with their freedom of speech and expression, and they'll just badmouth people via Facebook because and it's looked at as cowardice,
right?
And it's looked at as which it is when people do utilize, you know, social media to
use it negatively.
Really,
they use it, yeah,
other people,
yeah.
Use it as the negative and whatnot. Well, I think what we're seeing now is how beautiful and useful this new technology can be. And I think what people, and I'm not really savvy to it, but I think what we're starting to see is how it's not evil in and of itself. It's not. It can be used for the bad or the good. And right now, it sure seems like the good is really surfacing.
Would you compare that analogy to when we talk about money? It's not the money itself. It's actually the love of money that ends up becoming the problem.
Yeah, or the misuse of it.
Yeah, sure. The misuse of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
And yes. I think that's why, I mean, from our perspective, being in media all this time, we have learned those different sources, the platforms that are out there. And I think a lot of people have shied away from social media. But as your point is so well said, that people are seeing it used for the good, and I'm glad that it's being done that way. And I'm glad to see more church services on. You know, whether it's Catholic or not Catholic, you see people coming together to being able to do this. So will you be branching out, or Father Dan be branching out into different platforms as you're going down this path?
In process, I was just communicating with staff members earlier today via phone and via email about going forward with doing our best to get our masses live streamed, and to, if we can't live stream them, because evidently YouTube is just being overwhelmed right now,
mm-hmm,
with requests for live streaming. So there's some restrictions that they're putting on as far as your viewership. If you already have so many viewers, then they are permitting you to live stream. If you don't, evidently you have to build up to that amount.
Oh, wow, okay.
Before they allow you that access. That's the last that I heard just earlier today. So we're doing our best to do live streaming, but if we can't, then we're videotaping it, the Mass in the morning, and then we are going to replay it on our website or whatever YouTube venue that we can.
Yeah.
Well, it might not be live. That would be for folks who can't watch on TV, who don't have Armstrong Cable were not home during that time, but they could catch it perhaps later in the day.
Right. Father Kevin Fazio with us. We've heard you call basketball games with our colleague Tyler Friel, which is a whole nother story in itself.
Great fun. Yeah.
Man, I keep telling Tyler, I'm like, we need to do a story about Father Kevin because he's out there calling basketball games. But
so
you,
much fun, yeah.
I know. That is a lot of fun. So I appreciate you being on our team, if you
For
will,
sure.
doing that. But
I love it.
But these are serious times. And so, you know, you have a lot of hard conversations that I assume that you are having with people. And I just want to ask you this other question, because people do hear us talking and they hear you talking, which I think brings a sense of calm because they know you're on top of it. You're out there talking to people and you're informative when you talk. But there is still something that's unique when there's a clergy member in your presence, if you will, if you're taking communion or you're getting a blessing, or maybe it is the final moments of one's life. And in these times, that's not necessarily happening. So if people are still having a difficult time with that, what would you say to them? And I ask you that question because we've talked about final arrangements and funerals on a talk show that I host in the morning, Let's Talk. And we were talking about how when we used to know how funerals went, and now we have to go through funerals differently, it doesn't feel like there's closure. And so how do we go through life every day when you, the clergy, are not standing right in front of us?
Well, so many folks have been so vocally appreciative of the taping of the Mass and even the audio. We audio tape Masses and homilies as well, and put that on our website. And they will say that. They'll say, it was so reassuring to hear your voice. Right? And it's amazing how the human person turns to faith, whatever their faith background may be, in times of need, at least in more need than we typically think we need our God. And the reality is God is always there. God is always with us. God is no more with us today than he was 4 weeks ago, 5 weeks ago. It's just our need and our thirst and our desire. Reach out to folks, I would suggest, via the phone, via FaceTiming, if we do have the technology, the availability. But keep this in mind, too. Tomorrow, the 25th of March, or if this is airing on the 25th, whatever day, March 25th, is the celebration in the Catholic Church and in other faiths as well of the Annunciation. And that is when the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says to her, you will bear a child and you will give birth to him. And then the last line that we read in the gospel, at least during Mass on the 25th, says, then the angel departed from her. The angel left her. what was she going through? The angel left her. God never did, but evidently that encounter with that angel ended. Yet it was her great faith that continued on throughout the rest of her pregnancy and throughout her life. So we may feel at this time lonely, or that God has left us, or other people are no longer around. God is still there. We need to perhaps go a little bit deeper into our hearts, into our souls, to find God through this time of suffering, which it is. And there we find great love. Love and suffering always go together. You can't separate one from the other. Great love in response to great suffering, great love that great suffering that follows when we choose to love. But God is always there. God is always present.
I know my next question is one that you've gotten throughout your career. It's not a new question, but people will still ask it to this day. They say, well, if things are in God's hand or things happen by God's will, then why would God make or allow something like this to happen? What do you say to people?
Sure. The short answer is, we don't know why God permits evil into the world, why God permits sickness. But that's not God's will. God's will is not to be ill. God's will from the beginning was not death. So don't let anybody ever say, oh, it was God's will that my child, fill in the blank, got sick and died. It's God's will that this is happening. It's God trying to tell us something. No. What's happening is part of our fallen, vulnerable human condition. We're vulnerable. We're vulnerable to sickness and injury and death. So it's a matter of how we respond that will define what our faith is. You know, it is said that, adversity doesn't build character, it reveals it. This reveals, as part of our fallen human condition, reveals who we truly are and how we do come together as community. It's a communal suffering right now, and the response to it has to be communal. It can't be just individual. And that's the challenge with this particular situation, is because we can't come together in great numbers as community. So we have to find these other ways that we've been talking about here for the last few minutes, perhaps get a little bit creative. But know that even when we're by ourselves, we're not totally alone, that we are united somehow through, as Christians, we believe, through Jesus Christ, as members of his body, in prayer, certainly in union with everyone who lives and breathes and walks this earth right now. And again, we believe all those who have passed before us and are now, we say, enjoying this life that awaits all of us in communion with the saints and the angels.
Father Kevin, last question for you before we depart each other right now, but a message of hope. We will get through this. Can you speak to that and just give us some light at the end of the tunnel, even though there's an uncertain end to this?
Right. We will. Human history has proven to get through certain challenges, certain that are worldwide, right, that aren't just effective on the local end. So we will get through this. We will respond. What will be interesting will to see how will we respond and how long will the effects be of this epidemic. We oftentimes respond for a short period of time. We change our lives however we need to change them. And then we get back to the norm, and we kind of take things for granted again and go back to our old ways. That's just human nature. What maybe we really have to do is think about that right now and say, okay, when things do get back to the norm, and they will, we just don't know when, will I continue to live my life as I think God is asking me to? And perhaps this moment in our lives is an opportunity, if you will. That's probably not the best word to use, but perhaps an opportunity for us to look a little bit deeper into how we are living our lives and how we can live them out better in serving each other and serving our neighbor and loving one another.
Father, can I put you on the spot? Can I ask for a prayer before we do depart?
Absolutely. We will pray. And I have to say this too, Tracy, that I did sneak in a little prayer yesterday. I know I snuck it in. I snuck it into the Lord to say, okay, Lord, after all the most important things, can we see if we can resume the basketball season again and get in a couple games?
Right. Yeah. You need to call. You and Tyler need to get out there.
And bring the community together. I don't want to look too far ahead, but looking into the future, when we are able to come back together, to worship together, to socialize together, to come together for sporting events, concerts, plays, musicals, I think it's going to be beautifully overwhelming, that there will be high emotions, right, that we've done it, we got through it, and here we are together. This is so beautiful. So keeping that in mind, let's pray. Good loving Father, you bring us together in this day and this time, knowing that it is no mistake that we are here right now, right here, that you have given us a purpose, and you have brought us together to love one another and to love you through loving each other. We ask your continued blessings upon all of us, especially the people who are infected with this coronavirus, those who are caring for them, and all the beautiful people in our health system around the world, certainly locally here in Butler, that you continue to inspire them and to allow them to use the gifts that you have given them to care for others, certainly physically, medically, but also compassionately, as treating them with the love, with the respect, and the dignity that each human person deserves. We make this prayer through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Father Kevin Fazio, thank you so much, and I appreciate your time.
Okay, Tracy, thank you too.